Thanks for dropping around. It is Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So what are you meeting for? You know, single focus meetings can be an effective way to dive deeper into an issue. When you have one central purpose, theme, or goal tied to a meeting, chances are you'll have a far more effective meeting and achieve better results. Too often, teams try to cram too many issues into their meetings, yet different topics often require different forums and different types of conversations to address them successfully. Here are a few different types of meetings you might want to try on for size in your workplace. Daily team huddles. I'm a huge fan of these. Many great organizations do these. Here's the trick. They're daily, so they are short and sweet. Most of them are 5 to 7 minutes. They're a great way to improve communication and strengthen your culture. No chairs or it becomes a meeting, so it's standing room only. Same time, same place, same agenda. Short and sweet. You do them no matter who shows up. Get in the habit of daily team huddles. Great way to improve communication and your culture. Oops meetings. Sentiro Solutions, a Swedish software company, has a failure club that holds humorous meetings where people share their mistakes. By making the meetings very fun, they create an environment where people feel comfortable admitting their blunders so everyone can learn from them. Best practices meetings. Try some best practices meetings focused on various topics. Have employees share their ideas for their best practices for achieving better work-life balance, for example. Or best practices for managing stress at work, reducing conflicts with customers, or upselling to clients. Chat and Chew meetings. Barrel Health holds monthly Chat and Chew meetings where employees chow down with senior managers and are given the opportunity to ask any and all questions and share ideas or concerns. Culture builder meetings. If culture drives success, then make sure you hold dedicated meetings focused only on your culture, where you reinforce your values and encourage open and honest conversations around what's working and what's not working with your culture. Reverse meetings. One of my clients holds what they call reverse meetings, where the newest team members run the meetings. They create the agenda and facilitate the meeting. It gives new employees experience at facilitating meetings, and the meetings generate a completely fresh perspective on the workplace. Wine and cheese meetings. Serve cheese and give everyone the opportunity to whine about something that's not working for them at work, but in a funny, exaggerated way so it becomes safe for everyone. For every wine, come up with at least 2 solutions so you can bottle the wine. The possibilities are limitless meetings. You know, if you find that most of your meetings are focused on wrestling with issues and problem solving, you're always focused on negative stuff, then every quarter or every half a year, hold a meeting where you only brainstorm future possibilities for your organization without any discussion of the past. And team strengthening meetings is the last suggestion. A regular checkpoint where you can talk about the strength of the team. Agree to one thing everyone on the team needs to start doing, one thing you need to do better, and one thing everyone needs to stop doing. And now my fun at work tip. As I'm doing the old podcast here, we're coming up next week to Wednesday, May 25th, which is official Geek Pride or Nerd Day. So why not turn it into a wacky theme day? Of course, you don't have to do it then. Do it whenever. A wacky theme day and hold a contest and award prizes for the best dressed nerds and or hold a contest for the best nerd photo from high school. And I'm very confident that if I showed you my grade 9 photo, I would beat any of you hands down. And now the quote of the week from John Dewey, to be playful and serious at the same time is possible, and it defines the ideal mental condition. And in our It's a Wacky World section, you have to Google this, Dance Your PhD Contest. I was dreadfully remiss on not reporting on this sooner, but the 2015 results are up. Yes, this is an insanely wacky annual tradition that shows even serious scientists can get a little silly or even downright funky. 2015's winner of Dance Your PhD Contest, and it's exactly what it sounds. People have to dance, do an interpretive dance to describe their PhD and results from their PhD. So Florence Metz was the winner in 2015. She turned her PhD thesis on water protection policy into a thing of surreal beauty. Judges scored points for the creative combination of scientific and artistic merit. An excellent idea to adapt, I think, for your next management updates. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And I invite you to cruise by www.thehumoradvantage.com to check out my latest book packed with ideas, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank.